religion and politics are once again mixing, this time at Fresno City Hall. One council member has put forward a plan to add the words "In God We Trust" to the council chamber wall. As Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports, the proposal highlights the connection between politics and the city's religious faithful.
The Wilson Theater in downtown Fresno comes alive on Sundays when it transforms into the Christian Cornerstone Church, the home of Pastor Jim Franklin. The theme of the sermon this weekend is organizing your life to put Jesus first. But there's a different person in the audience Franklin wants to share the stage with, who has a decidedly different, more political message. Councilmember Gary Bredefeld takes the stage to rally support for a resolution he's put before the city council, adding "In God We Trust" to the council chamber wall. Speaking in his office at City Hall, Bredefeld says adding the inscription, which is the official motto of the United States, would remind council members they are there to work for the benefit of the citizens.
This is not about selecting one religion over another. That's something I would never support. This is about adopting our national motto, which simply says that "In God We Trust," which is, for me, about faith, values, and patriotism.
To rally support, Bredefeld is taking his message right to the religious community. The Cornerstone Church handed out small flyers with every council member's office number, and the pastor urged his parishioners to call City Hall and press for a vote. The proposal is sure to draw some opposition, but if it's approved, could be a sign that Fresno's churches hold significant political sway. The initiative excites Cornerstone Church member Ashley Jackson.
Absolutely, just because that's how the state believes, is "In God We Trust." Goes back to our founding fathers, so absolutely.
And there are thousands of Fresnans just like her who can flex the accumulated muscle of the religious community. Religion is one of those issues that in many ways can cut across party lines. Black churches in Southwest Fresno who generally back Democrats are just as much a driving force as Republican powerhouse megachurches in Bredefeld's Northeast Fresno district. Pastor Jim Franklin says if a politician wants to get elected in Fresno, it makes sense to reach out to the churches to look for political support and not be shy about it.
I think this is a town that has Judeo-Christian values as a whole. I think we've seen that historically. So if I were running for office, then of course I would want to align myself with those values so that I could represent them.
Looking back at the last few mayors, Franklin might have a point. Jim Patterson still owns a radio station and is active in Christian broadcasting. Alan Autry has made and continues to produce Christian-themed movies. He has one out this year. Ashley Swearingen was seen as less outwardly religious, but her husband is a pastor, and she was often spotted at religious events. And current mayor Lee Brand, whose public image is more wonk and bee counter than proselytizer, got a big boost during the race in the summer when H. Spees, who is deeply involved in the religious community, endorsed him over Henry Perea. Fresno State history professor Dan Cady says the influence of the churches is a signal that Fresno still considers itself a small town. To that end, even if one isn't particularly religious, they have to at least reach out to the church community if they want to have any shot of winning election and being effective, because churches might not be where deals get done, but it's often where they start.
Fresno politicians seem to treat the church in the same way that corporate interests treat golf courses, that they all end up at the same place and they have these informal meetings that solidify the different relationships in politics.
But that does make things complicated in a city with a very diverse religious community, including Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, and Hmong animists, in addition to Protestant and Catholic Christians. Cady says you might not have to wrap yourself in the scripture, but your political future benefits greatly by being involved with the church.
And there's no greater charge, appears in Fresno politics, greater than atheists.
There will be some pushback against the move. The Interfaith Alliance of Central California is against it, saying in a written statement it's exclusionary and that "In God We Trust" is clearly a reference to a Christian God. Quote, "One look at the list of Christian voices in support of this proposal offers a tell as to the assumed nature and character of God as would be portrayed by the signage. They suggest posting 'Justice for All' instead." There's also a potential that the move could draw a lawsuit because some claim the motto violates the First Amendment. However, those cases have repeatedly lost in court. More than 100 California cities display the motto "In God We Trust," including 15 in Fresno County alone, according to Bakersfield-based In God We Trust America, Incorporated. And if Fresno is the newest and largest city in the Central Valley to join that list, it will be another sign that religion still plays a foundational role in city politics. The vote is on May 11th. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.